Here on RNIB Connect Radio, we've been catching up with blind and partially sighted people to hear how their lives were affected by the coronavirus outbreak. And today, we're speaking with Jean Wispy to hear her personal experience of lockdown. Hi, Jean.
Hi, yeah.
So first of all, you are visually impaired.
Yeah, I'm partially sighted, yeah.
So does that have an impact on this whole coronavirus situation?
It has done, because I should go to the hospital to have botulinum injections around my eyes to keep my eyes open, and they've been cancelled. The only place I can have it done, you've got to travel, well, it'd be four buses, and I've not even been on one bus since lockdown, so I won't be able to do that. So I'll have to wait and see if they get back to me what will be the next, you know, action.
Hopefully it won't be much longer. How has coronavirus affected your life aside from obviously not being able to do your appointments and not being able to travel?
Well, I can't work the computer. I'm a dinosaur in that sense. But my daughter can work it, so let her do the ordering to try and get things. I would much prefer to go to the shop and look at the things and pick them out, but I'm not happy to go to the shops at the moment. I'm really not. I'd rather sort of get the stuff I can indoors for the time being, but I don't want to do that indefinitely, no. I used to go exercising every Thursday because I had a heart problem as well. So, and we've got a cardio exercise group. We can't go to that either. So they're not going to want to get people that have all got heart problems in one confined space. I have got a back garden, which is more than can be said for my youngest son and his four children. They're stuck on a top floor flat, and all they can do is take them down for maybe half an hour onto the grass below just for a quick run around, and then they've got to go back up into the flat again. I mean, I don't feel sorry for myself at all. I feel fortunate that I'm A-okay at the moment. If I can't see very well, that's not stopping me from getting a bit of fresh air.
And you did say you're a bit of a, as you called it, a dinosaur when it comes to technology, but you have embraced it because you did a bit of cooking with your grandkids recently.
Yes, I've got one of these Alexa things. That's what they got me. So I don't have to do anything. I only speak to it and on it comes. I can say, you know, play me Cliff Richards and away we go. I get summer holiday playing. So that's very good. And that's what my grandson comes through on. I've got two grandchildren down in Sussex. They've come through on the Alexa and they said about, could they do some cooking? So we made a Victoria sponge. So as I'm mixing it up, weighing it out and mixing it up, he's doing the same where he is. And we ended up, he got the cake together. And once he got the cake done, he was off. He wanted to cut it and eat some. So he said, well, we'll come back next week and we'll do some rock cakes. So that was quite interesting because, you know, that's as near as I've been to him in 6 months. So it was quite enjoyable.
You've also had a very big celebration this year.
Yes. I was 70, mate. It was still really nice because they drove around in the car and from the road, they just waved from the car. That's the best they could offer. They couldn't do any more, but the children made some cards and I keep them. And last year's one, Erin would have only just been four. And she'd done a picture of me and a picture of her on the front of this card. But the one she done me for this year, there's a picture on one side of the paper, which is me, and then a little picture right on the other side, which is her, showing that we can't be together. And I thought that was really sweet because she understands that, you know, you can't be with anyone. And I thought that really was nice.
So what would you say to someone who is perhaps struggling through this whole situation?
Well, chin up. Definitely chin up. I mean, some days I think, oh, you know, and then I try and always think of, like, it's worse for other people. You know, I've got friends here and someone that's got dementia. I talk to them every day. I ring them 2 or 3 times, but they can't remember. Like, even in the same conversation, within 2 minutes, they've forgotten what I've told them. So that's really sad. But I think getting a genuine phone call from someone just to say hello, and that's what I do to people around here that I know. I'll ring them and just say, hi, how are you?
And if you're listening to this and you're finding lockdown difficult and need support, remember there is help out there. You can contact the RNAB's helpline on 0303 123 9999. But in the meantime, Jean Wesby, thank you so much for speaking on RNAB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening to me.